Blog Talk Radio.
This song says God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go. Depression weighs me down, drawn.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He kept me and I wouldn't let go. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God, as we come before you on this day. Praise God, the day in which the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I said, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a special day, praise God, definitely for myself and many of you that are out there. Praise God, this is Father's Day. Hallelujah. And we truly want to thank God for that opportunity in Jesus' name to be alive, to be healthy, to be above ground and to say, thank you, Lord, for this is a good day, a good day. Because if it had not been for the Lord, where would you be? Is the question that I often ask myself. But once again, on today, I thank God. Before I go any further, I want to first give all honor and praise God, who is definitely the head of my life. I want to thank God for my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. And I also would like to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, those that are in Los Angeles, California, Waukegan, Illinois, Chicago, Illinois. I see you out there, Fremont, Nebraska. We thank God for all you that are listening in on today. And we come forth to give you a word of encouragement. This is our Father's Day message, praise God, that we have on today. I thank God for being able to come before you because he's brought us through so much. The pandemic, the issues that individuals go to on a daily basis, bills, sicknesses and diseases, such things as homelessness, hunger, addiction, and things along those lines. But we definitely want to take the moment in the name of Jesus to ask God and pray to God for deliverance, for healing, and for protection once again. So let's take this moment as we give a word of prayer to our Lord and Savior, God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we come before you on today to once again say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for in the name of Jesus, you allowed us to see you, hear you, to you one more time. We ask, Father God, in Jesus' name, so that our prayers are not hindered, that you forgive us of our sins, no matter how great or how small they may be. We pray that you pray, forgive us of our sins, of those things that those do that are sins of omission, sins that we do that we are of commission. We have not performed those sins, but yet we have them in our minds sometimes to commit those sins. We ask that you forgive those individuals. Forgive situations as of now for those that are having issues in marriages and with raising children and with finances and with their health. We pray, Father God, on today, that one suffering, Lord God, we ask that you bring forth healing and peace in Jesus' name as we acknowledge you for being the only begotten Father. In the name of Jesus, we love you, we thank you, we appreciate you, and we ask that you continue to move forward along your service on today. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We come before you on today once again as I come with the message that's simply titled, Thanks, Father. Thanks. Because as we look back in the past and reflect on how our fathers have done, I think on my dad and how wonderful and how awesome he had been as a provider and how he'd been there for me as a disciplinarian and teaching me and raising me. And it's only that of what we do when we get older that we make the poor choices, the decisions. But knowing that what my father had done, had raised me and employed values and precepts and concepts related to me becoming a man, God has allowed me to be able to revert to the memory of how-tos of what I was taught. And I thank God for the opportunity that he gave me in reference to that. For the learning and teachings that I received are still in many parts carrying on today. I can't answer all the questions as to why things are done and why things are happening and why in the way. But the answer I have is why not? You know, God allows us to experience things for a reason. And as my wife often says, and as the Word of God acknowledges, that sharp iron sharpens iron. Well, I'm not iron at that time of age when I'm growing up learning and taking on what my father was teaching. Yet, as I got older, those values, those rules, those things that my father had told me not to do, I had the decision to make. And when making no decisions, if I made the wrong decision, that I reap that repercussion. As many of us have done throughout our lives, we have reaped those repercussions because we didn't listen and we didn't obey. So as we recognize through the lesson on today or the message on today, is that I just want to give my father thanks because I am still above ground and I am still alive and I still have my right state of mind. I still can see. I still can touch. And just so many things that we oftentimes may take for granted, I recognize that on today, I am extremely thankful. I have a son. I have a son, and he's 24. He's getting older there, and I love him. And my relationship and my situation is to be his father even now, although we may not have been in our lifestyle or lives of children throughout them growing up. The time of now, as long as you have breath in your body, to be able to make it right. The thought in your mind to make it right is already the beginning. The thing that God has allowed us to do in the name of Jesus is to continue to be the Father as he had been. God is God. He's the creator. He's the ruler. He's the ultimate. And as we know in our word, praise God, we come in the scripture of Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, as well as Ephesians chapter 6 through 3. Now let's first go to Exodus chapter 12, praise God. Chapter 20, verse 12. And the word of God says very simply, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And then as we go over to Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 3, and this is coming out of the King James Version. And the Word of God says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. It may be well with thee, and thou may live long on the earth. Being obedient and obeying your mother and your father, God promises long life on earth. There's many of us out here who are in age and still have an opportunity to get it right. What's the choice? What's the decision that we're going to make? But as we come through scripture on today, praise God, we recognize that much of what we've learned and much of what we've experienced in our life has to come from somewhere. How do you handle your anger? How do you handle loving your wife or loving your children? How do you handle situations? As a man, we come through much stress, a lot of issues that we take on stress. But that stress is just something that a man is to receive and to work through. Because the love and understanding that we have and the strength that we have is coming from something far greater than ourselves. Where does your knowledge come from? Where does your understanding come from? Where does your wisdom come from? You see, this is what's become so impaired on today, where God has allowed us to understand, even in the midst of a situation, that we have an answer. And what is that answer? Remember what mama told you? Remember what your father told you? Coming up, don't put your hand on the stove or you're going to get burned. You know, these sayings that we hear our parents give us, we don't take heed to those very often when we're younger. But as for me, as gotten older, as my father, praise God, has moved on to be with the Lord, I've learned much throughout the life that I've had with my dad. And in that lifestyle that I had with my dad, I learned how to work. I learned how to appreciate what I have. I learned how to honor and respect hard work. And yet there's things in which I fell short on in my life. But yet even through those things, when I did mistakes when I was younger, I got corrected. You know, and much of what transpired as I grew up was all part of a learning process. But as we go through the Word of God, the Bible, the Holy Bible, we read many things about how fathers are extremely important. You see, their situation as to how these children are to be raised, how we are to treat our wives, how we are to be as a man. They're examples of good and bad fathers. And good, where we understand and receive the knowledge of how God himself is described as our Father in heaven. You see, keep in mind, there is a lot of encouraging Bible verses that are especially, specifically geared towards fathers. There's so many Bible verses that talk about fathers. But let's take the S off the fathers and say father and recognize the ultimate example of what we are to obey is that of what? Our Heavenly Father. You see, when we start children off, and we're growing up, we start children off on the way, as the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, and as we spoke, he started a child off in the way he should go. Many have read that if you raise a child up in the way he should go, it says when he gets older, he will not be part. So as we raise a child how to this, that, and the other, although we come into our own mind frame to want to do our own thing, the right way to do it was already explained and acknowledged way before we committed the wrong that we did. But when we step off course, remembering how to's, where to's, and getting back in tune with God, the ultimate Father in heaven, will return those things that we lost, will return those things that we forgot, will help us to regain positive reassurance of ourselves for something that we do and was learned through practice and know-how and prayer, of course. You see, we learn in the name of Jesus that, you know, God is in control. And we have to be willing to submit ourselves to him as we get older. When we were young, we got spiritually butt whooped. Well, we got whooped with a belt or stick or switch. Remember, go pick a switch on that tree outside. And don't come back with a one too short and have them to go out there and pick you. You remember? Remember those times when you might have got backhanded because you said a bad word or you said the wrong word? Remember that time when the correction came upon us? We got puffy mouth and attitudinal and just stormed off and oftentimes wish I was adopted. But all in all, through the problems that I felt in my ignorance that I was going through, the best thing for me was where I had been. My father, my daddy, Eddie Belshaw Jr., was one who raised me on a level to teach me how to work, teach me how to obey the law, to respect authority, and take heed to responsibilities as following instructions and obeying rules. And as we know, getting older, we learn, we apply, or we don't apply. You know the scenario. Either you use what they have or you put it to the side. But this is where it becomes so implorable, where as my father, being that of a father, raised with the discipline and the direction in which he was headed, allowed me, as I had gotten older, despite the fact of my ignorance, and doing the things that I had did on my own, going, getting in trouble, getting punished, as had been throughout the years, experiencing things and indulging and overindulging and things that Dad said, don't do it, stay away. Oh, I had to go test the waters. And in testing the waters, I reaped those repercussions, going to having, removing this, losing this. Come on, you feel in the blank. What's happened to you with the issues of not obeying our Father? If we go through and we disobey God, we are punished. When we commit a sin, that's disobeying God. When we disobey our parents, that's disobeying God. The ultimate Father of all is God. Because, see, God had allowed that moment to come forth when your daddy and your mama came together and used what they call consummation. And with that, the impregnation and the seed that was transformed was handed down from generation to generation. And now it's in you. And now it's in me. And we have to carry on the generation. Carry on the things that continue forth in the family. Certain stories, certain ways of doing things, certain way of walking and dressing, just those things that you were inherited. When we go out and partake in the world, that's all the enemy wants to do. It's steal what God so freely gave to us and the blessing that God gave to us. We get blessed with the knowledge and the know-how and the intelligence of how to do what it is that we do. But what blessings and gifts that God has given us and what we've been pruning throughout and grooming throughout our years that are meant for good, we take and use it to glorify the enemy. How to make more money selling crack cocaine. How to do something better stealing without getting caught. Things on those lines that are not right, we choose to try to pick up the ways to do right. Well, we need to look what's really before us and the word and understanding that we have a right way and a wrong way of doing something. And what is it that we choose this day? God mentions this in his word that, you know, with Jesus Christ is life. And to have him in our life, we would have it more abundantly. But you see, the one who loves their children is careful to discipline their children. We read about that in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24, where the word of God says, whoever spares the rod hates their children, but to one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. Are you disciplining your children today? Do you have the opportunity to do that? Is it too late? Do you feel it's too late? Do you care to want to do it any longer? The time is now, and the examples that we have to follow are set before us. My father was a very hardworking man. My father was a very loving man. Yes, he was, because he provided. My father often at times worked 3 jobs, 4 jobs. Oh, my God. And you know what? I never, and I will say, never been without anything. And that, for me, I say, is a blessing. As you look at to the fathers on today, the fathers on today, some are what you call, you have definitions of deadbeat fathers. You have those people that are called, what he calls, excuse me for the sake of a few words, but sperm donors. You see, the father that I have, the one who provided for me, he may not have had Harvard graduation. He may not have dressed like Gucci and Prada and Louis Vuitton. He may not have drove a brand new, up-to-date, newer model car. But you know what? My father was a working man. He was a hardworking man. And he's one whom I miss and want to emulate as often and as best way as I can in Jesus' name. Though I am disabled with multiple sclerosis, the opportunities in which I may have to do or perform a job or do a work, I do it to the best of my ability because it's in that through how I was raised. Don't halfway do nothing. So with that, I put forth 110 toward all of what I do. And I thank God for that mind frame to do it. I was a good athlete. That's something else that was handed down that I received from my daddy. Very good athlete. And I also have a belly, but that's all. that's something else. But anyway, I thank God for the attitude that I have because I see how it's shared with the mentality in which my dad had. And in that, my father was a God-fearing man. He was a God-fearing man. He may have not been perfect in many ways, but who is? My father did what he did the best way he knew how to do it. And I thank God for that. Fathers encourage kids, children, to do better. And my dad did just that. There may times that we may not have talked, there may things I may not understood, but a father encourages. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 through 12, the word of God says, for you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. You see, much of their experiences are coming forth by Paul. Paul was the chief of sinners, as they say, you know. But Paul, nonetheless, came forth and became Paul because of the fact he gave his life to Christ. Nothing was before him before Christ. He gave up all the ill will attitudes and situations that he allowed himself to be part of, thinking he's a holier than thou, thinking he's, you know, persecuting them. He had to come out of that. So God changed that. No longer was he Saul. He's Paul now. But you see highlights of Paul. Shows ways that his fathers love to lead their children. Love to lead their children and guide them through difficult situations and times that they go through. But when that father calls you to do something, the positive reassuring, knowing that what you've instilled into your son is going to prevail over negativity. What does that mean? You go out there and play around in the world and get caught up, eventually you're going to turn around. Eventually you're going to get tired of being tired. You know, we have to carry on the mentality that apart from God, we're nothing. We have to come to a reality that God is our Father, Heavenly Father. We have to know who he is and know that we only are alive and only are in existence because God the Father is who brought you and allowed you to be in this world. Many of us have children, and we're fathers to them, or donors, if you know what I mean. Because we've allowed the lifestyle of being in the world to catch us up, that took us away from where we needed to be at the time we needed to be there to be fathers to children. But the thing is, not too late. For as long as we have breath in our bodies, so long as we're able to speak, there's always a chance. You have one Father, and he is in heaven. You know, we don't call everyone an earthly father. We don't call them everyone. I have been in situations where I've helped a lot of children. My wife and I, we do a lot of helps ministry. And I've been in positions to help, buy clothes, pay rent, buy food. We've been there to do and be for someone. But Jesus reminds his followers that they belong to God only because God created each and every one of us. Yet we become alive when we accept Jesus Christ into our life and are grafted into the body of Christ through accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. John 3:16 makes it clear that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And you know the remaining part of that. He whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a gift. That's a gift of God and a promise. And yet when we acknowledge God as being our Father, we disrespect our mom and disrespect our Father, him, our earthly Father, and are disrespecting our children because we're not acknowledging the righteousness of God, which tells us to honor your mother and your father. But understand, we have to be mindful as parents that we do not be quick to call the children to have attitudes or call the children to be envious or not envious, but resentful or anger or hatred towards us or anyone. The responsibility that we have as fathers are to nurture and groom. But as a child, you have a responsibility as well. I have a responsibility to uplift my dad, to continue, despite the fact of where he may not have been, I still have to acknowledge him because I am him. And many of you out there have to look in the mirror and see that reflection of your father as well. Because God is real. And he allows us to be before our fathers for a reason, for the time frame that he allows us to be there. But oftentimes we take things for granted. We don't appreciate what we have. You fill in the blank. And so once again, as said, we have one Father, and he is in heaven. Matthew chapter 23, verse 9 says, and do not call anyone on earth Father. It says, and do not call anyone on earth Father, for you have one Father, and he is in heaven. Jesus reminded his followers that they belong to God's family, and that above anyone else, God is the one who deserves the honor and obedience. You see, this chaos that Malachi's word, we read in Malachi, he talks about in chapter Malachi chapter 2, verse 10, says that we have not all, that they have, we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why then are we faithless to one another, profaning the covenant of our fathers? You see, we recognize our shared Father. It changes the way we see our relationship to others, the challenges that we have and the things that we use to care for one another as brothers and sisters. But the importance that we have as a creation today is that we are to honor our mother and our father. That is a commandment. That was something that God gave, that the Israelites were to honor their mothers and their fathers, was a part of the covenant with God. When you have a covenant, you have a responsibility. Dishonoring our parents is dishonoring God. If we refuse to want to speak to our mom or daddy, if we refuse to want to help and share and acknowledge our dad and so on, we're dishonoring God. And it's imperative that we understand. Paul himself even recognizes that he repeats the commandment to honor thy mother and thy father in the name of Jesus. Honor your parents. And this is the point where we have to come to today. Swallow that pride. We have that saying that you get a certain age, you know, and you get them, you know how it is. They get to acting like they're grown. Kids get to acting like they're grown, teenagers. Nowadays anymore, the teenagers just are not, it's just not the same way as it was when I came up. And I'm sure it's not the same way when someone 10 years ago were coming up. The point is that yet the most common denominator of it all is the fact that God is the ultimate Father. Now, do you have a desire to know the Lord? The Lord is the one who's able to do far and exceedingly above anything or anyone else. Even when your biological father is not there, even when your biological father is not there, your heavenly and spiritual Father is. We know in the name of Jesus that if God be for you, who could be against you? Well, you know the devil is constantly at work. And the devil is considered the father also. Well, what father is it that he's considered as? The father of lies. Many lies. Father of deception. Anything that's considered inappropriate, wrong, sinful, away from God's covenant is a sin. That who you worship become your father. So understand, if you live the ways of the world and become part of the world, the love of the Father cannot be in you. And that love only comes by way of accepting Jesus Christ into your life and being born again. You have got to be born again. For the Word of God says that we must be born again. We speak on these many times as Nicodemus asked Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh, how can a man be born again? And Jesus said to him, a man can be born again. You have to be baptized. Blood and water is what God, Jesus is letting us know. And so we have to admit, submit, and commit ourselves and be baptized. Acts 2 and 38, that's Acts chapter 2, verse 38. The Word of God says that we are to repent, be baptized in Jesus' name. So you have to repent of your sins, no matter how big or how small it was. Because you can either commit a sin by not doing anything at all. That's deep. How is that, Elder Shaw? If God's called you to do something and you constantly refuse to that call, that's disobeying God. Now, let me share this with you, as God put this on my heart the other day, that if God's not going to use you, if you're not going to do what God has called for you to do, if I'm not going to do what God has called for me to do, I have to humble myself and do what God's called me to do and be obedient. Because if not, then what's going to happen? I can be easily removed. It's just like the gifts or the talents that God had given to those men working the field, doing work and collecting, harvesting. And they started harvesting early in the day. And when they first started the day, they said, I'm going to give you this. And so that's cool. That motivated them to go out there and do that work. But they still needed to get the work done. And so they went forth and hired a few more people, but gave the people he just hired a little extra money because, you know, for whatever reason, he gave them extra money, which doing the same work but got more money and less time than the people that was working already, working all day, and you still going to pay them the same wages? No, that's what we would do. But he gave them the same blessing because they performed the same commitment. Oftentimes we want to get what we don't deserve, what we did not work for. And so on today we have an important point for us to have to continue to listen, pray, and share the blessings of God onto our life. God is real and he's still. And it's important to understand that parents are the pride of their children. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6 says that children's children are a crown to the aged. And the parents are the pride of their children. You have a calling on your life. Answer it and be obedient to it. For just as God giveth, God will take it away. I love the Lord. And I thank God for bringing me thus far. I may not have accomplished and done all of what I should, but I thank God for giving me still yet that of another day to accomplish what he asked me to do today. I love my son, and I thank God he's alive and he's healthy, and I just pray that God continues to protect him. I love you, Julian, Alexander, Maurice Shaw. I'm your father. God loves you, and so do I. You be blessed. This is just a short Father's Day message to you. And I let you know that I love you with the love of God and that this is a great day to be alive. Be blessed.
So I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now.